Tonight is Monday night, March the 4th. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom.
Okay, Rabotai, we are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And two lines before the lines get wide. On Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. Kol Eilu She'amru Mutarin L'Galeach B'Moed. The entire list that which we read in the Mishnah of all of the cases of individuals who are permitted to shave during Kol She'amru. Mutarin ligaleach bimei evlon. They are permitted to shave as well during their period of mourning. What would that mean? We'll see what that means in a second. What the Gemara is, what the Bryce is trying to tell us, that our Mishnah established a guideline whereby if somebody enters into a situation where they could not have shaved on Erev Yontif, they are permitted to shave on Chol Hashamoed. So the Braisa now says that all of the people who we listed would be permitted to shave during another time period when shaving is prohibited, namely during mourning. So if somebody was in a situation which we had in the Mishnah, somebody was in prison, somebody was ill, and they could not shave while they were in prison, they could not shave while they were ill, they finally recover, and just then a relative passes away, and they have to engage in observing Shiva, during which you are not permitted to shave. So that list of people, as they enter the Shiva, would be permitted to shave, just as those who were on the list are permitted to shave on Chol Hamoed, despite the fact that everybody else is not permitted to shave on Chol Hamoed. Here too, despite the fact that other mourners are not permitted to shave during their mourning period, these individuals are permitted to shave. That's what the Braisa says. Ask the Gemara, Bohatanya Asurim. There is another Braisa that says just the opposite, that the list of those people in our Mishnah are limited only to Chol Hashamoed. But in relationship to engaging in an activity listed in the Mishnah, which is now going to be followed immediately by Avelus, that does not enable them to shave during their mourning period. So it's like happens 200,000 other times in the Talmud. Contradictory Braita. So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Shela, Ki Tanya Hacha Mutarim Bishitokfuhu Avelov, where there were multiple Avelot. It's not that he went from the situation in the Mishnah to one Avelot. He went through one Avelot, and we denied him the opportunity to shave in accordance with Braisa number two. However, as he gets up from Avelus number one, somebody else dies, and he has consecutive Avelut. That's called Tokfuhu Avelut. His Avelut have been compounded upon one another. Here, under those circumstances, during the second Avelut, we will allow him to shave in accordance with Braisa number one. That's what the Gemara answers.
What's that got to do with Yontif?
It has nothing to do with Yantav. It's transposing the dinim of Yom Tov into Avelus.
But we just made a list of people
who are going to shave on Chol HaShamoed Pesach.
So does this person with two Avelus, he also has to be a guy covering Medinas Hayom before?
Yes.
So if he's just a regular guy and two in a row, tough luck on him.
That's now the Gemara is going to ask, that's not the case. The Gemara's next question will be, why do I have to be in Medinas Hayom or in jail? Everybody who is Takfu Avelut is allowed some accommodation. That's the Gemara's next question.
If we have a reason to allow him to shave, because Yantif's coming up.
No. He's shaving on Chol HaShamoed because he didn't have a chance to shave.
But the end of Yantif is going to come up. So we allow him to shave to enter Yantif so he's not whatever. What's the reason here that we don't just insist that he not shave? Is there a reason?
Because he couldn't shave before him.
So what?
We don't want him to look like such a terrible, terrible slob.
So that's the question. Menuval, does that apply here too as well?
It is a state of menuval, not because you're entering into Yom Tov menuval, but because you feel that way, you know. It's not a Yom Tov concern.
This is not talking about for a parent?
What?
It's not talking about for a parent?
It's not necessarily talking about a parent. It's talking about anybody who has consecutive Avelut. Yeah.
If your parent is still holding Shloshim, you can't shave anyone.
There's Shloshim for every relative.
But.
And you can't shave any of them. So we'll talk about that. But here the chidush is that we're going to allow you to shave during the Shiva of the second Avelut. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be sure I understand this. So we're saying if somebody's an Avel, all of a sudden becomes another Avel. But if somebody becomes an Avel after he was released from prison or on, also same thing.
That's what we are talking about. The exact same circumstance of our Mishnah, which enabled you to shave on Chol HaShamoed that followed your release or your improvement, the same thing will take place when you were in prison, you were sick, and now it's followed not by Chol HaMoed, but by Avelus.
But it's a parallel reasoning. You're having two external factors that are imposing on an individual. In the first case, he's in prison, and then he's an Avel. Now he's another external Avelus. He's an Avel, which is an external force.
Right.
So what's the difference?
What do you mean? You're asking what's the Chiddush? Well, the Chiddush is exactly what everybody here just said. When you're dealing with Chol HaShamoed, and it's Yom Tov.
No, it's not what's the Chiddush, what's the difference?
The difference, I could easily have said a difference. There's no compelling reason to allow you to shave. Why should you be able to shave? Because you were in prison. So what? So now what happens? You're an Avel. I'm sorry to hear that. Now you're an Avel again. I'm sorry to hear that. So look like a slob. You'll go around not having taken a shave for 4 months. So what? Who cares? In our Yom Tov, our Mishnah, you could make the case that the compelling reason is the fact that it's Yantav. And we want you to look like a mensch. But here, what's the compelling reason? Because you look like a slob during the Shiva? So what? So you look like the slob during the Shiva?
But doesn't Yantav override?
That's what our Mishnah says. That's the whole Mishnah. Yes, it does. Chol HaMoed. We enable you to shave on Chol HaMoed so that the remainder of Yantav you look like a mensch. Yeah. After all, that was the reason why they legislated you're now allowed to shave on Chol HaShamoed, so that you should look like a mensch on the first day of Yom Tov. So now we're going to allow you to look like a mensch the rest of Chol HaMoed and for the last day of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says that it's talking about takfuhu avelot. It's multiple avelot. Ask the Gemara, if the case is talking about that it's successive avelot, he sits shiva, gets up the last day, and now somebody else dies, my iria kol elu sha'amru. Why is it limited only to all of those cases which we listed in the Mishnah? Afilu kuli almanami. The halacha is that everybody who unfortunately suffers with multiple avelut is permitted to do certain things during the second avelut, which under normal circumstances we would not permit. It doesn't have to be somebody who's getting out of jail, recovering from an illness, traveling from another country. How do I know? The Sanya, because we learned in another braisa. Takfuhu avelov ze'acharzeh. If somebody has multiple avelut, one after the other, hichbid sa'aro, if his hair becomes literally very heavy, in other words, he's got a big mop on his head, mekil bita'ar, he's allowed to use a razor on his hair to lighten the load on his head. Umichabes ksuso b'mayim, and he is permitted to launder his garments in water. So why is everybody making a big deal about the cases in the Mishnah? Even without the cases in the Mishnah, the halacha is that multiple avelut, we allow you to go ahead and do certain things which we normally restrict during normal avelut. Answers the Gemara. Rav Chista commented on the Braisa. Rav Chista, Bita'ar v'lo b'mistvarayim. That which we allow an ordinary person who has multiple avelut and is and he needs a haircut desperately, we only allow him to use a razor to lighten the load on his head. But he cannot use a regular scissors. That's what a barber normally uses. That would not be permissible for somebody who has ordinary multiple avelut one after the other. But if it's a multiple avelut and it's one of the cases of the Mishnah, then the leniency is such that he can even use scissors to cut his hair. So the braisa is definitely necessary. One braisa is talking about regular takfuhu avelut, and that is only to reduce the bulk by using a razor. But you are not permitted to use what we call the kli hamiyuchad lekach, the utensil that is generally designated to take a haircut, which in the time of the Gemara was a scissors. However, in our case, that's another braisa. Our case says that if you have an example of that which took place in our Mishnah, for which we allow you to shave on Chol HaMoed and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, we will allow you to do the same thing with the normal implements. And just 1 second. Why, as you well know, the reason why the Gemara gives an example of a ta'ar with rosho is because they can't illustrate a ta'ar with a beard, because no one can use that all year. So whatever utensil you're going to use during the year for shave can't be used for regular takfuhu avelut. Yeah.
And maybe the difference is, you know, for if you're comparing it to what you could do on Chol HaMoed, to what you could do with a double avelus. So if on Chol HaMoed, if you leave jail, you enter Chol HaMoed, right? And then the knas doesn't apply to you, right? Because you couldn't do it beforehand.
Correct.
So you could make an argument that you could, if there's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you could shave Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not just Tuesday.
Right.
Right? Even though you're clean on Tuesday. So maybe the whole concept now, if there's a double avelus and this, it's not nothing to do with you being sloppy, that the law doesn't apply, so you can do whatever you want. I mean, you could apply, could you shave on the first day of avelus, second day of avelus, third day of avelus, and fourth day of avelus?
Once.
Where does it say that? Maybe you could do it. Maybe if it's like Chol HaMoed, who says you only could do it the first day?
But there is, you just said it yourself. Basically, on Chol HaMoed, shaving should have been permissible.
Yeah.
By definition, shaving is not incongruous to Chalo Shamoi. Why? Because it's a malacha that enhances your Kvod HaChag, Oneg HaChag, Simchas HaChag. It's only a gzera that you should do it on Erev Yontif, prohibit a Chol HaMoed, because we're afraid you're not going to do it on Chol HaShemoed. But by Avelus, by definition, an Ovel is not permitted to shave. By definition. So here, when we are going to make an accommodation, it's not going to be, we're suspending the laws of Avelus here.
But how do you know that? You're comparing it to the same laws of what you could do on Chol HaMoed as Avelus. Maybe you could do it if it's suspended fully. Maybe you could do it every day of Avelus.
I understand. No, you even by Chol HaMoed, they just didn't mandate that you could do it, that you have to do it on day number one. We never said that you can shave three times during Chol HaShemoed.
Is there a reason why you couldn't?
Yeah, because you're not allowed to shave in Chol HaShemoed.
But only because because you might not be able to do
okay, that. So now we will make the allowance once. Why should we make the allowance three times?
The whole knot is out because you couldn't.
Well, who said that?
Then if you shave, I don't know.
How do you know that it's only?
Right.
How do you know it's only one time on Chol HaMoed that you can shave?
How do you know that you're allowed to shave?
I would assume because the gezeira is out.
No, it's not. No. It's an allowance. The gezeira stands, but we're making an accommodation for you. That's all. Not three times. There'd be no reason to allow you to three times. And here also, you choose one of the days of Avelus when you can do so. But I agree with your first point that the severity of doing something during Avelus is more severe than doing something in Chol HaShemoed. No doubt. Because Avelus, it's Me'ikar Hadin. Here, it's only Gzeira. Only Gzeira. Yeah.
Why did the Gemara make the same distinction right in the beginning between if he... Let's say he got out of jail, and then Avelus and Avelus, and just getting out of jail to Avelus.
The Gemara just did. The Gemara said.
Gemara's talking about. Two,
the Gemara quotes three different brises.
Right.
Brisa number one is our brisa, which says whatever exists in the Mishnah exists in for Avelus.
Right.
Brisa number two, no comparison whatsoever. Whatever exists in the Mishnah is applicable only for Chol HaShemoed. We make no accommodations for Avelus. Huh? Which one is it? So the first answer of Rav Chisda was that there is a difference. Namely, if there is only one Avelus that follows the case in the Mishnah, that's the second brisa. Asurim, you're not allowed to do anything. If it's Takfu Avelus, multiple Avelut, then Mishnah Brisa number one is to be applied. We will now make accommodations. Asks the Gemara, Brisa number three. Everybody's allowed to have accommodations when there are multiple Avelus. Not only when it follows the cases of our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara. Yes, in regular cases of multiple Avelus, we make an accommodation, but not with the Kli HaMeyuchad L'kach. And by laundry, you can wash it in water, but no soap. However, if you have all of the parameters, all three, Mishnah, Avelus, then you can use a regular Kli, and you can use soap as well. Yes?
Just philosophically speaking, the sensitivity is to the individual in that person's psychological state, the avel, or it's the sensitivity to the chag, to the kavod chag.
There's no chag in this case.
Well, I'm talking about Chol HaMoed.
Chol HaMoed?
Yeah.
It's probably to the chag. There's nothing else to talk about when you're dealing with an avel. Nothing else to talk about. It's only the avel.
Because they're just going to throw it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I'm trying to understand. I'm really
it's
struggling.
Okay.
I'm struggling with this. Are we talking about one Mishnah, the first instance where somebody just got out of prison, Erev Yontif, it's a Shabbos, say, and then he has two sequential Avelus, is that a scenario that's contemplated here?
It's nothing to do with Yontif. He got out of prison.
When?
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And what happened? The day he gets out of prison, somebody died. They bury him. He's now an avil. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? Too bad. You've been in jail for 40 months and no haircut. You look like the rugged shava. Look at the rugged shava. The rugged shava had some very strange practices. Somebody told me when I spoke about the shotness thing with the shoes this week that the rugged shava never sat on a train because he was afraid that the seat was made out of, the lining was made out of shot, and it would like lean over him on, give him some degree of warmth. He once went on an 18-hour trip. His wife sat the whole time. She told him, what are you, crazy? Who cares what you want? And afterwards, he was like so tumult that they were actually going for a shidduch for one of his kids, and they wanted to see how big a lamdan the Shagasari was. And he was so tired that he didn't do very well on that interview. And his wife said, from now on, when we go to this, you're sitting. That's all. But anyhow, yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. It's not a yontif case. This is jail, illness, followed by avelos. Followed by avelos. Yeah. So that's what Rav Chisda answers. Bitar velo b'misparayim, b'mayim velo b'neser velo b'ohal. Those are various types of detergents that are usually effective. So in this particular case, if it's just multiple avelus, we allow you to wash your clothing in water, but no soap. But if it's case of the Mishnah, then followed by what? Then followed by Avelus number one. Then followed by Avelus number two. Then you can even use soap. You have to understand, people didn't have clothing like we had today, where you can, you know, bring a change for a couple of months. Here, you had to wash pretty regularly. Yeah, good. That's what the Gemara says. So now, there are several comments that are made by Rishonim and Acharonim. So if you'll take our sheets for a second, we will start with a comment of the Keren Oira. The first bracketed stage. V'hatanyin asurim chulu v'chulu. Mashmaksas tahachi misniyeh. It appears from this Gemara that it should be understood in the following fashion. Kol Elu Sha'amru Mutarin B'cholomoed Asurin B'mei Evlon. Every case, this is in the second Brisa, every single case which is listed in the Mishnah at the end, at the beginning of this parak, Elu Megalkin, every one of those cases, should they be followed not by regel, cholomoed, but rather with havelus, it is usur to engage in any haircut and shave. Vikosha alze, says the Keren Oira. I find that read a little difficult. Hanazir umitzora nami tinan b'masnitin. A nazir is listed in our Mishnah, and a leper is listed in our Mishnah. Atu gamheim ye'asru ligaleach b'mei evlon. You mean to tell me that a nazir who comes to the end of his nazirut, and now the last day somebody dies, or someone who is a leper, and his 7 days of tum'ah coincide with the beginning of avelus, he is not going to be able to take a haircut? Zevadai lo mistaber. This makes no sense whatsoever. Why? Daha tiglachton mitzvah. Their haircut is not done for convenience and to look good, but it's a mitzvah. You have to take a shave on the end of Nazirus. And you must take a shave at the end of Tzara'as. Vidachi afilu lav delo sakifu. they violate an Issa d'Oraisa. What Issa d'Oraisa does the haircut of the Nazir violate? Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. They cut off their payos. They cut their payos. We don't. We don't cut our payos. But they do. They have to remove vigilach es kol se'aro. Kol se'aro, everything. So the law of, you know, of lo segaleach, you're not, ufas zikanam, lo yigaleach, is overridden by the mitzvahs asay. It's the simple principle of asay, docha lo ta'asay, a positive commandment overrides. So how can you claim that it's not going to override what? Avelus. How can Avelus a din derabbanan? How's it not going to override? Vitzarech loymar, de lo koi elo inich disman bimasnisin v'kalohavin. It's only talking about the other cases in the Mishnah. But those two, Nazir and Mitzora, are not to be included in this particular list. Even though the Brisa says, Kol Elu, says the Karen Ira, don't read it Kol Elu. Because it is impossible to imagine that a Nazir who goes into Avelus, a Mitzora who goes into Avelus, even if it's not Tokfu Avelus, would be permitted to shave because that is a mitzvah d'oraisa in terms of ending his nizirut. That's point number one.
Didn't we have a lima that separated those two out from the rest of the prior list?
We had it. No, we had it a different consideration. We had a whole Amud Gemara which spoke about even if there was no reason to allow them to take a shave. Because they had a day or so to do it Erev Yontiv, they still can do it because not to delay their karbon. So there was an added factor. Not only can they shave on Chol HaMoed when they had no chance to do it before, but even if the last day of Avelus was Erev Yontiv, the last day of Nizirus or Mitzora was Erev Yontiv and they could have shaved, we are not going to bar them from shaving on Chol HaMoed so that we lo litchu korban osein. So in that respect, it's different.
But it's also not an honest then.
What?
It's also not...
Correct. Under those circumstances, it's not an honest.
So you can also say the list is still... I mean, it's the same thing what he's saying, but...
Same thing what he's saying, basically what he's saying.
Just give it more.
This is a different category. Yeah.
Can you read a korban when you're an avil?
No.
And maybe there's a reason.
Ovel eino mishaleach korbanosa.
And maybe there's a reason why they shouldn't shave even in Avelus. Even if it's a rice and a shave.
Okay.
You shouldn't.
I could have said that, but the tiglachas is a separate mitzvah from bringing your korban. You could have said that. Would have been an interesting svara. But he doesn't. And maybe others learn it that way. I don't know. Because it's surprising that it would take a Karen Ira to make that point. Rashi doesn't say, no Rishon makes that point. And maybe they believe, like you just said, if you're not going to bring your korban, because an Avel is not allowed to bring a korban, under those circumstances,
wait to shave.
That's correct. Not only does he not come to the mikdash, the way the Rambam formulates it is, Avel eino mishaleach korbanosa. He doesn't send his korban with anybody else either, to the mikdash. Yeah. That's point number one. Point number one.
How does an Avel do Korban Pesach?
What?
How does he do Korban Pesach?
How does an Avel do Korban Pesach? It's a good question.
And Yontif breaks the Shiva, but does Yontif do or is a Yontif a Pesach?
Okay, so, no, good. That's a good question. I have to check. Is he allowed to eat Korban Pesach because of the Yontif of Pesach, not Chag HaMatzos? It's a good question.
Right.
I think he has. I don't remember an Avel not bringing a Korban because Yontif is... That's why an Avel gets up from Shiva or Shloshim, not like most of the Shabbatot in Yom Tov, you know, as much time does he need, an hour or two or before. He gets up at Chatzos. And Avel ends his Shiva at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Yes.
But based on that question with the Korban Pesach, doesn't the rule of Mitzvah Saseh Dov Chalos Saseh? So if he has to bring a Korban Pesach and
he's obligated
to being an Avel, so that would be, and that's a Doraisa.
Yeah, that's, you can also say that, yeah. That would make a lot of sense.
In terms of an avil eating,
there's no doubt.
But eating from the carbon would be very different from...
But he can't be an avil at the time when you eat.
Oh.
Because when Yantav comes, the avilus is over. So at night, the only question is shechita, but he definitely shechts the carbon too. That's point number one. Point number two that I want to make is if you go for a second to page number three, I want to show you machloikus between the Mechaber and the Rabbeinu Chananel about the definition of takfu avelus. So the Mechaber writes, Kol osam she'omru mutul galeach b'chol ha'moed, all of those who we identified as permitted to shave on Chol ha'moed, im iru echad me'elu koidim ho'avelus, if any of these circumstances took place before a person became an avel, v'nichnas miyad tocha avel, and now he goes from stage one, from that stage right away into avelus, asur legaleach, he is not permitted to shave. Avalim iru echad me'elu, if any of these cases happen, v'takfuhu miyad shnei avelus ze achar ze, if he had two in a row, migaleach kidarko, he is permitted to shave as normal, bein bitar, bein bimisparayim, va'afilu toch shiva, even if it means doing so in the midst of the shiva.
Migaleach bitar? It's interesting.
Yeah, well, that he's just quoting the Gemara.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, last week you mentioned, obviously you can't, we all know, you can't do
right, he means here his head. He means here his head. Even though it's sometimes the halacha is trying to get careful that haircuts are normally called tisporet. Shaving is called giluach. But here it has to include both because, as you just said, you can't be migaleach betar, can't be shaving with a razor. Yeah. V'afilu tashiva, v'adam echad, and a regular person, shetakfu aveilov ze'achazeh, who does not have the cases of the Mishnah preceding his double aveilus, mekil si'aro bitar, here he makes it clear, mekil si'aro bitar, avalo b'misparai. Fine.
Did we say what day he's doing this of Shiva? Whatever day he's comfortable doing it, is it?
Yeah, doesn't say. Yeah, just any day. Yeah,
just to make himself comfortable.
Yes,
because it's out of control.
Correct. And the Rambam adds, "Ubevach yaasenu b'tzina." If you can't go to the barbershop to take a haircut, it's got to be done privately. That's the standard definition of takfu avelus. One avelus after the second. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel, who is printed in our Gemara on the next daf, but I photostated it here for you, on page number 4. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel makes one comment at the very beginning. Takfuhu ze'ach achal ze'. The way I described it is somebody finished Shiva, and then what happened?
There's another
Shiva. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't have to say it's Shiva followed by another Shiva. Because the isur of shaving and haircuts apply throughout the shloshim. Throughout the shloshim. So we have somebody who is on day number 30 of his shloshim. And then what happens? Meis lo meis acher. Now somebody died. So, but that's not, he's not finished yet. V'chein od b'soch yumei evel zeh meis lo meis acher. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, you need three in a row in order to have Takfuhu Avelut. So somebody was an Avel, he's approaching the end of a Shloshim, and something happened, somebody dies. Now he goes through the end of Shloshim again, and somebody dies again. Three consecutive Avelut, which begin when the previous level of Avelut is culminated. So under those circumstances, that's how the Rabbi Nechanana. If it's just those three in a row, or those three in a row, under those circumstances, he's allowed to just use a ta'ar. And he can wash his garments only with water. But if it's our case in the Mishnah, then Avelus, then Avelus, then Avelus, under those circumstances, by the third time around, then he can take a shave with even a scissors, and he's allowed to wash his laundry even with soap. But I haven't found any other Rishon who agrees with the Rabbeinu Chananel that in order to have Takfu Avelus, it's got to be the third time. Third time, but not the second.
Where does
time.
He get that from? How does
That's
he...
the way he. I don't know.
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't say at all where he gets this from.
Where does it say?
In the Rabbeinu Chananel, just read it.
Shloshim.
He first no. He
well,
says
two points. He makes. He's
he makes two
one
points.
Three. Where's the Shloshim?
He says you may. Able.
The first words. We'll go backwards.
You may Avel.
You don't have to. That could so be a Avel. Shiva.
What? It could be Shloshim or Shiva. Well,
but it's a third time.
But it's the third time.
But I'm saying, look, why do you assume it's Shloshim? Why not just regular Shiva? Because the Gemara also is, you know, Avel is of only Shiva.
You're right. It could be. It doesn't have to be. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, why? Oh,
right. She yashlim yimei eva. When he completes it,
right? The Chaver just pushed that shiva.
Right. No, the Gemara doesn't say shliva. Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get to that in a second. Yes. So anyhow, that's what Rabbeinu Chananel, he says you need three times in order to have Takfu Avelus. I should have noticed that, but I forgot to. There are some who believe that if there is already a debate between all Rishayim and Rabbeinu Chananel, what's running through the Rabbeinu Chananel's mind is that perhaps the Gemara is making the accommodation because you've developed a chazaka already. There is a pattern in your behavior, in your life. And when you have a certain pattern going on in your life, the halacha responds to the fact that it's unfortunate that a certain pattern has set in. And there is a well-known machlokes between Abaye and Rava. When do patterns begin? Do patterns begin after two times, and after that you're already in your pattern? Or do you need three times, and the pattern is set to begin on the fourth time? That's the machlokes Abaye and Rava, all over Shas. When do you become a sharamuad? On the second, on the third time, or on the fourth time? And there are so many other cases. So some want to claim that that's running through Rabbeinu Chananel's mind. That the pattern can't really be noticed until at least you're into the third time. If you have once, nobody says that a pattern is developed at the once. So therefore on the second time, you're still not, you know, you're not known as a bad luck. Because it's only been one Avelus. But if there are two Avelut, now you're a bad luck guy because your pattern is starting now on the third time. Perhaps that is, I'm not convinced that that's what's running through his mind, but that's what some want to suggest, why he disagrees with everybody else. Yes?
Just one way. It was bothering me before also. There's a distinction. Martin's making a distinction, or ends up with a distinction, whether it's Avelus followed by Avelus.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to one of the cases of Mishnah followed by a single Avelus.
No. That for sure is no good. Nobody allows you to take a haircut
with one of the cases on Mishnah followed by
correct.
A question is why that distinction?
People ask that. It's an and we
but
maybe, we answered
what
it.
I'm saying is
we answered it because of all of these restrictions are me'ikur hadin part of the halacha of avelos. So we don't want to waive them just because you came from Medina Sayyam and so on and so forth. Cholamoed, by definition, it doesn't apply. It's only a gzera to encourage you to do it Erev Yantav, so we can be more lenient in that case than we can in this case.
Okay, I was suggesting perhaps what's running through Rabbi Yochanan's mind is to make that distinction. Is that it's got to be a third one, so
right.
That it isn't immediately it makes it. Do you see what I'm saying? It makes the distinction more clear between the case of Avelus that follows the one of the cases in the Mishnah,
okay.
As opposed to.
I hear, perhaps.
It makes it more reasonable to say that you should be able to.
Could very well be. That's possible. If you now go to page number 7 for a minute, here the Yerushalmi is going to agree with a lot of people here who believes that in our case also, Yomtiv somehow got mixed into this equation. Yerushalmi asks the same question as the Bavli does, that there seems to be a contradiction of the two brisos. Answers the Yerushalmi. Kol Tini, we learned in a brisa. Kol Elu Sha'amru Migalchin Bimoei Mutarin Ligaleach Bisok Shloshim Yom Shel Evel. So, Shloshim number one is mentioned right here in the Yerushalmi. That anybody who is permitted to shave in the Mishnah on Chol HaMoed is permitted to shave during the Shloshim. Does the Yerushalmi mean not during the Shiva, and it's only the Shloshim? Perhaps we'll see. Is Tani, other Brisa says, Tani Asu. V'is Tani, Tani Mutter. And others, another Brisa, as we just said it's permissible. Which one is it? Amar Avchista. Man de Amar Mutter, B'shiye Shom Regel. Manda Amar Asur Bishain Sham Regel. So according to the Yerushalmi, Rav Chista is giving a totally different answer.
Yeah.
Totally different answer. The Brisa, which says you are not permitted to shave after what? After something in our Mishnah and a case of Avelus. When can you not shave? When there's no yontif around. No yontif around. And the Brisa which says, Mutarin is talking about there is a yontif involved. There's a yontif involved.
Beginning, end.
So he didn't say when we have to figure out when. And I was going to ask a different question. If there is a yontif involved, what do I need the Yerushalmi for? That's exactly the original Mishnah. I don't need an Avelus case to allow you to shave during Chol HaMoed when you have the case of the Mishnah that I was a Chole or in Medina Sayyam. You're allowed to shave. So under what circumstances is the Regel contributing to the Heter of the Brisa that says you're allowed to if there is a Yom Tov there?
If you came from, I don't know if you came from far away, Avelus, then Chol HaMoed, I think we can avail us again. I don't know, let's say you were Avel, then it was called Moed.
So why would our Mishnah directly not allow you? You couldn't. That Avelus is just as much as an Ones as being stuck in jail. The Halacha doesn't allow you to shave.
When do we learn the Halacha that an Avel is allowed to shave for Yontif? When Yontif breaks...
Right.
Shiva and Shloshim.
Right.
Where do we have we learned that already?
No, we have not yet learned.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
But no, so the Yerushalmi is going to say, I'm going to tell you this now because And I'm not going to rely on where,
we said
where the sug is talking
the
about.
Same
the sug is another blot or two. What?
We thought we said it was not the same type of anus for going into cholamoy. If you were.
But here he has both. He has the case in the Mishnah, and now Avelus. What do I need? What does the case in the Avelus add? Unless he's not. What the Bryce is saying is not that there was a case of the Mishnah followed by Yontif. But the Bryce is talking about what? Avelus, followed by Yontif. Namely, somebody is coming to the end of Shloshim right when it's Erev Yontif. Now, so when's he supposed to shave? The answer is, we say that'll depend on the other thing. We say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So when the 30th day of the Shloshim is on Erev Yontif, he's allowed to shave in the morning already. I don't know if anybody would grant them a license to shave on Chol HaShemoed. You had all of Erev Yontif to shave. If you hold there is no Mixas Hayom Kekulo, like the Chachalim against Abba Shaul, that might make sense. Because the Isur of Shloshim will end exactly at Shkia Sachama. It's a little too late to take a shave, so we will now allow you to shave on Chol HaShemoed.
Okay, but that's the same case as if it's the 31st day. I mean, that's the same halacha I just asked you about. What do I need? What if that's the halacha that we're learning? You said we're going to learn that a blot from now.
Right.
Meaning that the Shloshim ends in the middle of Chol HaMoed. We know that once
it can't end middle of Chol HaMoed
because Yontif breaks it,
right?
So that's the same halacha you just said,
right? So that would be this case. The Mishnah,
but why are you narrowing it down to this one day where if
that's the only case where you can have it's the end of Avelus and now Yontif comes.
So it's the middle of Avelus.
So no, so this Brisa is now adding something. The Brisa is saying not the way our Bavli understands it. Our Bravli understands the case that we're talking about. It was one of the episodes of the Mishnah. Sick, jail, out of town, followed by what? By Yom Tov. Good. We learned our Gemara as talking about one of the episodes of the Mishnah followed by Avelus. The Yerushalmi is reinterpreting the whole statement. It's not talking about that you were in jail or anything like that. It's coming up with another case during which we'll allow you to shave on Chol HaShemoed. When will we allow you to shave on Chol HaShemoed? Right after Avelus.
Wait, why do you say he has to refer to Chol HaMoed, not to Avelus? I'm sorry, why do you say that?
No,
he's just saying that there is a Chol HaMoed involved.
Because if it was as the way we understood it, that it was an illness, mourning, yeah, and Yom Tov, what do I need the mourning for? What do I need the Avelus for?
Maybe he's trying to differentiate between the Tafu and Avelus. Maybe there was a differentiation between one said it was Usur, if it was Avelus, then Avelus, and one said it was Mutra. One didn't allow, one did allow, right?
Right.
So maybe he's differentiating it. Maybe it's Avelus, Kolamoi Avelus, or Avelus and Avelus. Meaning one, you would go straight through also without being able to shave, and one is an avel next to an avel. So he's interpolating.
So what's the case?
The case
somebody
is
had one avel, and then what?
It was called, and then it was the yontif, and it broke up the avelus. And then unfortunately, someone died during Chol HaMoed, so he went ahead to go to avelus again. So you had two avelus next to
you. Why can't you shave on Chol HaShemoed? What's the issue?
The
first avelus is over and done with. The second avelus is not going to start till after the yontif.
Well, but like you said, if you go over that, the full day goes right up on, you know, butts Chol HaMoed.
Okay, so that would be the halacha. That's fine. That you couldn't shave, not because you were in jail. You know why you couldn't shave? Because I was in Avelus. And my Avelus went up until Yontif. But you don't need both cases. The way we've interpreted up until now is you had jail, then Avelus, and that's it. Now what's Yerushalmi saying? Not jail, Avelus, and Yom Tov. You don't need the jail. You need what? Avelus and Regel. just as our Mishnah grants you the right to shave Chol HaMoed because you were in Onus before Yontov, because you were in jail, the Yerushalmi grants you the right to shave on Chol HaMoed because you were in Onus due to the Halacha that you couldn't shave because during Avelus.
Yeah, but it says Kol Elu She'amru B'Galchem B'Moed. That is our case in Onus.
That's correct.
So it's not just Avelus, that's the external forces.
So you have to reread it. Kol Elu B'Moed, all those, there is one other case that I'm going to add. One other case. Because if it is the way we read it initially, the question is, what does the Avelus contribute? You already have a reason why you're allowed to shave. Because you were in jail. You were sick. What do you need both for? What does the extra Avelus add once it was one of those cases and it's Yom Tov?
Because I think we're saying, Avelus, normally you're not allowed to shave. Just because you were in jail doesn't change that. But unfortunately, but if Yom Tov comes along, then we're going to grant it because Kol Yom Tov.
Okay, perhaps. And what are you going to say about Tafu Avelus?
He doesn't mention it in the Yerushalmi, does he? We haven't seen anything like that.
Not yet.
Not yet, right.
Yeah, okay.
In another second he talks about it.
I haven't jumped in. I'm sorry.
Right.
So one distinction is he doesn't use the word Hichpid Asairo. So by the Yerushalmi, Yom Tov is the reason to do it. Whereas by the Bavli, it's more like personal... stress of the person.
No, he says it in the later. Hareza Mekil B'Sak, the Yerushalmi says it.
He doesn't say because it's Hich B'Sairo, it's not uncomfortable.
I don't think so. Yeah. That's how the Yerushalmi interprets it.
Yeah, there's no regel, even if he had one of the cases in the Mishnah. If he's an ogre, we don't let him shave.
Correct.
That's it.
And we won't let him shave just because of Avelus either.
Right.
Yeah.
The first line of what you have bracketed, Tani Kolei L'Shom Megalchum B'Mon Matan Megaleach B'Sof Shloshim Yom Shalala. Does that literally mean that all those who said if you can do it B'Chol Shamod, you can just shave any time of the Shloshim?
If the Shloshim came in the middle of the exact cases of the Mishnah, I got released from jail in the middle of the Shloshim.
Okay.
Yes. Right? Yeah. So, the Rishalmi has a different interpretation. Different interpretation in the Bavli. Now, take a look at Tosfos, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos, the Rida, and the Rush all ask the same question. After we read one more line in the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, it's five lines from the bottom, Zoso Meres, Ovel Oso B'Tichboses. From this discussion, which differentiates between laundering with soap and laundering just with water, Zoysoimeres, I can finally conclude that an Ovel is not permitted to launder his clothing. That's what Rav Chisda said. Zoysoimeres, the fact that the two brises distinguish between whether it's Takfuhu Avelus or not Takfuhu Avelus, the Braisa distinguishes, or Takfu Avelus with one of our cases of the Mishnah, or plain, we now can conclude that there's a halacha of no laundering clothing. Asks Tosfos. Pshita! Of course you now launder clothing. To'afil shar melachos aser. The Gemara will later say that an Avel is aser b'melacha. Not permitted to do any malach. It doesn't mean the Isur malach of turning on a light like on Shabbos. It means malacha that will be time consuming, occupy your mind, and take away your concentration from Avelus. So that would include laundering as well, of course. So that's why you can't go to work. An Avel is not allowed to go to work. Not because he's going to do a malacha that'll be mechal yantav Shabbos. It means that he's going to be preoccupied with his mind. So laundry, of course, is going to be an activity that would be included under the Isurei of Avelos. So why do I need Rav Chista, like we say in Yiddish, Andet America, yeah. Discovered America. You know, Tichboses is awesome. Ooh, wow, what a chiddush. V'yeshloimar, mishum de katoni lekaman, there is a brisa later on that says, Eyu devarim she'ovel osur bohen, v'lo katoni tichboses. There is a brisa which later enumerates a variety of activities that an ovel is not permitted to do. And tichboses is omitted. Since tichboses is omitted, I could have imagined, even though it should have fallen under the category of melacha, maybe since it was not explicitly stated, we will learn that brisa on Daf Chaf Aleph, maybe I would think that tichboses is permissible, therefore Rav Chista says, no, we can confirm that tichboses is asur from this discussion here. Yeah, that's what Tosfos answers. However, turn to page 8. Page 8. And he makes 2 points, does the Ritva. V'kevan de katani michabes, since this brisa discusses laundering, shaminan, we can prove from here the afilu besoch zayin myre, that this brisa of either, you know, reducing the hair and whatever it is not only talking about during shloshim, but even when during the shiva. Why? Because the ha'isur tichboses me'avelus shivahi, the isur of laundering clothing is limited only to the shiva. Ve'ein avelus shloshim ela tispores v'gehutz. The only things left over during shloshim are taking a haircut, wearing starched clothing, gehutz, unisuin uknisas mishnah, getting married and, you know, having going to entertainment, to social activities. But that's point number one. That's point number one. So that's number one. V'hainu de amrinan zos omeres ovel asur b'tichboses pireish toch shiva v'afilu b'mayim tzonam de ilu tichboses b'chamin pshita. If you were talking about laundering with hot water, of course it's asur. The hamiyo of shamin and lei ki de isa b'pirkan lael. We had a pasuk on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph where the Gemara quoted a pasuk from Yoav who said, "Libshi bigdei avel." You are to wear clothing of an avel, meaning dirty clothing and not laundered clothing. So we know, of course, that there is an Isur Tachboset. So what's Rav Chista's great chidush? Because the pasuk and the Gemaras which talk about Tachboset for an other is limited to hot water. What Rav Chista is saying is that not only may you not launder your garments in hot water, you may not even launder them in cold water. So that's the additional chidush of Rav Chista.
And this might be, this whole discussion might be why this whole thing is limited to really shiva and not shloshim.
That's exactly what he said in the previous point. Because there is no isur of tichboset during the shloshim. It's only shloshim.
All this stuff is limited just to
shloshim. That's what he believes.
Even
because the haircut and the tichboset is mentioned at the same time in this Gemara. Yes?
Except the Yerushalmi said shloshim.
What?
Yerushalmi just said shloshim.
Black and white, Yerushalmi said it.
So maybe Bavli Shiva.
That's correct.
So according to this, why do we have the minhag of not to wear wonder clothes during the 9 days? That's about the shit to show shiva, not shiva.
It's a very good question. Because here he is talking about the Ritva, he's Chachmei Sfarad. Chachmei Ashkenaz say an Ovel should not wear laundered garments all shloshim. And indeed,
the Iker idea, you shouldn't be wearing laundered clothing in shloshim.
No, according to the Ritva, doesn't apply at all. You're allowed to wear. If you're allowed to launder, you're allowed to wear laundered clothing. There's no time when you're allowed to do laundry and not allowed to wear laundered clothing. What? From the vantage point of Issa Malacha, maybe yes. That's true. You might be right. But Chachmei Ashkenaz say you should not wear laundered clothing all 30 days. And that's probably where the minhag came for us not to wear laundered clothing during the 9 days. That's true. That's where it did come. The Tosfos HaRosh on page 9 says Zoso Meres Ovel Oso B'Tuchboses Peirush Afilu L'Chabes K'suso B'Mayim. He's not allowed to wash his clothing even in water. V'Hadulo Kama Nami Oso B'Tiglachas. That which Rav Chista did not say, Zoysoy Meres, Ovel, Asa B'Tiglachas, the Milsa the Pshita, because it's a Pasuk in the Chumash. When Aaron, two children, Nadav and Avihu, died, the Torah said concerning the remaining two, Elazar and Isamar, Roshechem Al Tifro, you are not permitted to take a haircut. Avol kibus bigadim lo shaminan behedya, but there are no psukim in the Chumash that make a reference to avoid laundering clothing. Ela remez meisha hatakois. That's the case with Yoav. Gamashmeinan dafilu b'mayim aser. So now our Gemara has to tell us perfectly clearly that that it is asur meikur hadin. Asur meikur adin. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next week with clipping your nails during our day.